This isn't a first, but it's always interesting. We're going to be joined right now by the head coach of UC San Diego, the Tritons, Eric Olin, joining us from the team bus as they're on their way up to Humboldt State for a ball game tomorrow night, and they'll come back and play at Cal State San Bernardino on Saturday night. Coach Olin, welcome to the program on the Corky's Hotline. How we doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Coach.
What'd you do? Tell all the guys, you stand up and tell everybody to keep quiet while you're on the radio.
That's right. Yeah, they all got to keep it down for us right now.
Well, you guys are playing some great basketball. You enter this weekend, the final regular season weekend of the season, 15-9, 13-7. You get two big wins last Friday and Saturday night. Your first one over Cal State Dominguez Hills, 72-58. You pounded Cal State LA, 61-44. You're tied right now for third place with your opponent tomorrow night. But let's talk about Friday night. That game got kind of weird at the end, didn't it?
We controlled most of the second half. We, had a little trouble really finishing them off at the end. They did a good job of being aggressive to kind of get to the free throw line throughout the second half to hang around and make it a little closer than we would have liked. But we played pretty well overall.
Had some guys really put up some big numbers. That Adam Cly, a big night, 20 points and 6 rebounds. Hunter Walker, 15 points, 6 rebounds. The thing that was amazing to me, Eric, you guys were only 3 of 22 from behind the arc, but you still won going away 72-58.
Yeah, and it's something where we've progressed throughout the season in terms of being able to be successful without making shots from the perimeter. And finding other ways to win games. And I think that's, becoming a strength for us where if it's not one thing, we can go to something else and beat teams in different ways.
Talk about Saturday night against Cal State LA. You guys won that rather handily, 61-44, a great defensive effort.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our best defensive efforts of the year, and really did a good job. They made some tough shots early and really scored a pretty significant portion of points early in the game. And we talked about, hey, those are tough shots, and we're forced them to do the right thing. They're not going to keep making them. And then fortunately for us, they did. We were able to get some strings and spots together, great separation. Alex Lipovich had a big game, shoot the ball, and it was a good win for us again on Saturday.
Alex Lipovich, he had a huge night, 22 points, 8 of 11, but 6 of 9 on three-pointers.
Yeah, he was feeling it. He made his first 5 early in the game, started out 5 for 5, and it really got us going, and, he had a big night for us.
Another guy, and we haven't really talked about this guy at all, Zach McMillan. He had only 2 points, but he pulled down 10 rebounds. Give us a little scouting report on him.
Yeah, Zach's been huge for us off the bench. He's one of our best interior defenders. We were missing Drew Dyer on Saturday, who's a big contributor for us. And Zach, as well as Kenny Frazier, a freshman for us, both stepped up and had big games, in a more expanded role on Saturday night. And, it's a real encouraging thing when, one of your leaders goes down and other guys step up, and kind of that next man up mentality, and we go out and get the job done anyway.
Is Drew Dyer going to be with you on this road trip?
He's with us. Unfortunately, he is going through the concussion protocol, so he is not going to be available to us this weekend.
How did that happen?
He's always in there guarding bigger guys, and he plays really hard. He just got banged around. I think he got an elbow to the head at one point and was feeling a little fuzzy, so we had him checked out. And he's seen the doctors, and he's going through the protocol. He's feeling good now, but, they have the return to play protocol that he'll have to go through, and he won't be available to us in the next couple.
Eric, and first of all, a couple of the doctors that are at UCSD who do an incredible job are the team doctors for the Sockers, and I know them pretty well. How about as far as the concussion protocol? Is it pretty tough to get a ball player back on the court these days?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great thing for the player safety, and then strict criteria.
Oh, we're losing him. And we're losing him. Jaime, let's try to get him back here for a couple of minutes. I want to finish up this interview. And, again, they're making their way on a bus tonight. They play tomorrow night at Humboldt State. And this is a real key game for UC San Diego. They're tied for third right now with Humboldt State. And then that's tomorrow night. And then Saturday night they're at Cal State San Bernardino. So we'll get Eric back on right now. Go ahead and continue on the concussion protocol, Eric.
Yeah, sorry about that. So they definitely have a very structured set of steps for the guys to follow in terms of they have to be symptom free, and then they kind of introduce some activity back into it. And as long as they stay symptom free, it's a 5 or 6 day process to get them back. If they exhibit symptoms throughout that process, then they kind of go back to whatever step they were at before the symptoms. And, you know, they just make sure that everybody is safe to proceed.
Let's talk a little bit about your opponent tomorrow night, Humboldt State. They've got a pretty good history of basketball. They got you by 10 at your place back on January 24th. What do they bring to the table, and how do you combat it?
Well, they're one of the best offensive teams, you know, in the West region and certainly in our league. And, you know, they scored 83 at our place. They're averaging in the mid-80s in their wins. So, you know, we got to do a better job than we did the last time of, you know, limiting their opportunities, and we got to defend a little better. And, you know, this is one where we maybe want to control the pace and not let it get up and down too much because they're really explosive offensively.
Okay, that's tomorrow night. Saturday night, you're going to be at Cal State San Bernardino. You beat them pretty good at your place, but this has been one of the consistent, strong teams in this conference for a number of years now.
Yeah, they're a really talented group, and we played well. That was one of our better performances at home against San Bernardino, and, you know, it'll take a similar effort. They have one of the leading scorers in the conference, another one of the more offensively talented teams in the league. So, you know, we've been playing well down the stretch here defensively, and that's certainly going to be tested this weekend.
Okay, now give me when the conference tournament start.
Conference tournament starts next Thursday up in Stockton, and so, you know, we clinched a spot in that tournament over the weekend with the wins, and, you know, now we're just kind of jockeying for position here with Humboldt and San Bernardino in the last weekend. You know, we very well might match up with one of these teams again on Thursday in the conference tournament. So, you know, a lot of positioning to be done here over the weekend. And, you know, we're just trying to play our best basketball and keep getting better so that, you know, we give ourselves a great opportunity next week.
Hey, has UC San Diego ever won this conference tournament?
We did. We won it the very first year when my assistant coach, Coach Allard, was playing for us. We won the first CCA conference tournament, and I think that was 2008.
Okay, very good. What happened? You win the tournament. What happens then?
So then we go to the NCAA tournament, which is in Division II, is also a field of 64, just like the Division I tournament. The only difference is we do 8 regions of 8. So you got to be one of the top 8 teams in the West region. And then you would compete in that tournament for a chance to go to the Division II Elite Eight.
And for people that aren't aware, the California Collegiate Athletic Association, correct me if I'm wrong, is probably the most dynamic conference in Division II basketball. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Our conference placed 4 teams in that region of 8 last year. All 4 of those teams won their first round game. So essentially the NCAA tournament in that region turned into a little bit of a conference tournament, and you know, if you're one of the top teams in our league, then you're right there in the thick of it with a chance to compete in that tournament.
So if you go to the conference tournament and you finish, you know, let's say you don't win it, but you finish third or fourth, you still have an opportunity to get an at-large berth.
We would be in the conversation. We were we were 9th in the region rankings, and you got to be in the top 8 last week. I think there was a little space between us and 8, but, you know, if we were able to play well this weekend and make a run in the conference tournament and beat some good teams, even if we weren't to win it, we would kind of be one of those bubble teams. It would depend on who's winning other conference tournaments and how other teams are playing, but we would certainly be in the conversation.
That's great stuff. Now, you're on this bus. Where are you guys at right now in the middle of the night here?
We are about 40 miles from our hotel in McKinleyville, which is right right past Arcata, where Humboldt State is located.
Okay, have the guys already had their dinner?
Yeah, we stopped to eat on the way, and, you know, we're just trying to make our way up here safely and get these guys off their feet and, you know, get them some rest tonight so we can play well tomorrow.
What time did you guys leave San Diego?
We had a 1 o'clock flight. We flew into Oakland. This is about a 5.5 hour bus ride from Oakland up here to Arcata, you know, with a little quick break there for dinner on the way.
So you guys actually flew to Oakland. Now you're still on a 5.5 hour bus ride?
That's right. It's a long day of travel.
Oh my goodness gracious. You should have left yesterday.
Well, our guys got class, because you know how that goes.
I know, but hey, you bring a proctor and a tutor, you put them in UC San Diego basketball gear and let them enjoy the experience.
This is quite the experience. It's a good trip for our guys, and you know, they don't see this part of the state that often, so we're trying to make the best of it.
Yeah, a lot of bonding time right now. Hopefully it'll make the difference tomorrow night starting at 7:30, my friend. Hey, good luck this weekend. I was excited about the two wins last week. Get a couple of more, and then we'll get you on next week before you get up to Stockton.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on.
All right, go at them tomorrow night.
Thanks, Coach.
There you go. Eric Olin, the head basketball coach.